He's our Savior.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
就像爱眼中的瞳人。
Love us as the pupil in our eye.
让我们来唱第二首诗歌。
Let's sing the second hymn.
主爱深长，在诗歌本七十三篇。
The deep, deep love of Jesus in the hymn book number 73.
稣，我们谢谢你长阔高深的爱。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your wide, long, high, and deep love.
谢谢你爱我们，就像眼中的瞳仁。
We thank you for your love as you, we love our the pupil of our eye.
所以说，我们面对你的爱，我们感到很亏欠。
We feel really unworthy towards His grace.
求你赦免我们，我们不能够真的尽心尽意尽力的来爱你。
We ask you your forgiveness that we cannot use all our heart, our mind, our body to love you.
求你今天再次来激励我们，我们能够更加的来爱你。
That you today you will encourage us that we can love you more.
主，我们谢谢你，让我们这个教会在八月份的时候可以有机会来接待新生。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we can welcome the new students in August.
我们谢谢你上个礼拜你借着很多弟兄姐妹的辛劳，我们接到很多的新生。
We use the labor of many brothers and sisters that we have welcomed many new students.
你把他们带到了你的家中。
That you have bring them to your home.
我们恳求你继续的使用每一个属乎你的儿女。
That we ask you that you continue to use every children belong to you.
就是把这个看作我们自己的一个事工。
That this is one of our ministry.
继续带领我们这两周要接待新生这样的一个事工。
So that for the following 2 weeks that we can continue on this welcome ministry.
特别纪念那些去接机的这些做 host family 的家庭。
We all especially pray for those brothers and sisters picking up on the airport and the host families.
也特别带领我们下两周有国语和广东话的迎新会。
And also for the welcome party that in the Mandarin and Cantonese service.
帮助我们做好一切的准备工作。
Lord, we ask you to bless our preparation.
让我们知道我们不是靠财，也不是靠势，我们靠你的灵方能成事。
That we not rely on the human money or power, but we rely on your spirit that we can accomplish this task.
我们感谢你给我们这样服事的机会。
We thank you for this opportunity to serve you.
我们再次也为敏飞来祷告。
Lord, again we pray for Min Fei.
知道他这个礼拜你可能要去做 biopsy 的检查。
That this week she may have to go through this bone marrow biopsy.
求你再次把智慧赐给医生，就是能够得到准确的结果。
That you will give wisdom to the doctors so that we can have the precise diagnosis.
也求你自己来定夺以后要做的整个的疗程。
And God, you determine for her the entire therapy process.
我们恳求你再次与这个家庭同在。
We ask you to be with the family.
加添敏飞的信心和依靠你的心。
Enhance her faith and her heart that relies on you.
也让我们弟兄姐妹真的是因着你的爱可以伸出我们的手。
And also our brothers and sisters can stretch our hands to this family.
能够把你的爱直接的带给他们。
That we can give your love to this family.
所以我们也为特别为今天在 Corning 的聚会来祷告。
Lord, we also remember the meeting in Corning.
求你使用你的仆人徐牧师在那边释放你的信息。
We ask you to bless Pastor Xu to deliver your message there.
也让 Corning 那边的弟兄姐妹有清楚的意向。
And so that all the brothers and sisters in Corning can have a clear vision.
知道他们前面刚走的道路。
They know that which path they should take in the future.
我们再次也为我们当中很多最近目不出去的家庭和弟兄姐妹来祷告。
And we also pray for many brothers and sisters who just moved out of Ithaca from here.
我们特别恳求主带领他们在新的地方开始一个新的教会的生活。
Lord, we ask you to lead them in this new place. They will find a place to worship.
保守他们的心，就是定睛来仰望主的带领。
Protect their hearts that they can fix their eyes on you to rely on your guidance.
不管他们加入哪一个教会，
no matter which church they participate in.
保守他们跟你的关系。
That you protect their relationship with you.
和他们的肢体的生活。
And also their fellowship life.
我们愿你的名真的是得到高举。
We may your name be lifted.
让我们今天在聚会当中每一个人 都听到主你的声音。
That everyone here will listen to your voice.
求主你与我们同在。
Lord be with us.
听我们同心的祷告。
Let us do our prayers in one heart.
奉耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus Christ's holy name.
请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是提问的时间，请灿奎弟兄带领我们读神的话语。
Now it's time for responsive reading, and 灿奎 will lead us in reading.
生命圣诗第752页52篇。
This is in your Hymn of Life notebook, number 52, page 752.
我读细体字，请弟兄姐妹还有朋友们来回应粗体字。
I'll read the regular font. Please respond with the bold font.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。请祈求，就给你；
寻找，就寻见；叩门，后就给你开门。
因为凡祈求的，就得着。寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
你们中间为了儿子求你，还给他吃口呢？求你，还给他吃
呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要必须得着他。
你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
你们要
奉
献
祷
告，在此殷勤感恩，
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。万物的结局近了，感谢神。
下面是奉献的时间，奉献是基督徒的义务。如果你是慕道友朋友，或者是还没有准备好，就请把奉献带传给下一个人。
Now, if worship an offering, offering is the responsibility for Christians. If you are seekers or don't know the meaning of offering, you can just pass back on.
在此同时让我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Also, let's sing a hymn during the offering time.
数算主恩。
Sister Yu Hang to lead us in prayer. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your abundant providence every day. We also thank you for this opportunity of offering so that we can participate in your ministry. We dedicate the little money we have in front of you. We ask you to cleanse and use the youth in your ministry. Listen to our prayers, we in Jesus' name.
Amen. 下面是读经的时间。今天我们所要读的经文是在以弗所书第三章十四到二十一节。
Now is the worship in scripture reading. We'll read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 21.
因此，我在父面前屈膝，天上地下的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。把下面的时间交给万传道。
请大家继续啊，圣经就留在那一面。
Please continue to open your Bible to the passage we just read.
就是教会的圣经的新约部分三百四十一面。
Could you use the church Bible at page 341?
这是一个保罗的祷告。
This is a prayer from Paul.
是为以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹的一个代祷。
This is the supplication from Paul to the church in Ephesus.
我们知道在圣经里面有很多关于祷告的经文。
We know that there are many passages in the Bible concerning about prayers.
好比说主耶稣教导说要恒切的祷告，要不住的祷告。
The Bible teaches that we should continue always pray frequently and continue to pray.
因为祷告我们知道真的很重要。
Because we know it is very important to pray.
我们当中有很多家庭有小 baby.
There are many of among us, we have young children.
我们知道那些孩子的成长跟他们的吃饭睡觉都很相关。
We know that the growth of a baby really depends on what they eat and drink.
那我们基督徒呢，我们知道最基本的一个基督徒的生活就是读经祷告。
We know that one of the fundamental aspects of Christian life is to read the Bible and pray.
那有人说我们读经就好像吃饭。
They say that reading the Bible is like we eat.
因为神的话就是我们生命的粮。
Because the God's word is the bread of life.
那祷告呢，就是我们的呼吸。
And that the prayer is like our breath.
就是属灵的呼吸。
That is the spiritual breath.
那吃饭可以停一天或者停两天。
That eating food you can stop for one or two days.
但是呼吸是一刻都不能停的。
For your breathing you cannot stop for just one moment.
所以保罗曾经在书信当中说要不住的祷告。
So in Paul's episode he thinks about continue to pray.
就是我们跟神的这个关系要不断的连接。
So that we have a continued relationship with the Lord.
因为主耶稣说你们离了我就什么都不能做。
Because Jesus said that if you without me, you cannot do anything.
所以离了他我们可能还挺刚强，但是呢其实那个已经不是真正的葡萄的果子了。
If you leave him and still feel that you have strength,But this may not be the strength of the grapevine that coming out of the spirit.
所以我们不住的祷告就是不住的recharge 我们自己。
So that we pray incessantly, that means that we can always recharge ourselves.
我们知道以弗所书是保罗的一封监狱书信。
we know that the episode of Ephesians is one of the letters Paul writes in prison.
也是保罗书信当中最属灵的一封书信。
This is one of the most spiritual letters from Paul.
那他是写给一个啊灵性非常好有根基的以弗所的教会。
He wrote to the Ephesian church, which has very mature spirit.
那为什么以弗所教会这么好呢？
Why the Ephesian church is so good?
我们如果读过使徒行传，我们就看到以弗所教会的成立，当时的他们的悔改非常的彻底。
If you read the book of Acts, that the Ephesian church, when the church is established, the repentance is really good.
那记载在《使徒行传》的十九章。
That's in chapter 19 of book of Acts.
那保罗也在那里花了三年多的时间建立这个教会。
Paul has stayed in the Ephesian church for about 3 years.
那后来提摩太也牧养过这个教会。
And Timothy has pastored that church.
所以这个教会的灵性非常的好。
So they have a very good spiritual life.
这个最属灵的一封书信是写给这样的一个教会。
So these most spiritual letters is given to this church.
那灵性好就是属灵的生命很丰盛。
So they have this a good spiritual life is that they have the fullness of the spirit.
也就是我们啊这个 summer 的主题就是结满了果子啊。
So that our summer things that we have a very fruitful life.
满结圣灵的果子。
The fruit of the spirit.
所以在以弗所书这封书信里面，很多次的出现在耶稣基督里，因为一个属灵的生命一定是在耶稣基督里的。
So there are many times mentioning about in Christ Jesus in Ephesians because the spiritual life must be rooted in Jesus.
一共有十二次。
12 times.
讲到在主里面，在他里面。
In the Lord, in Him, in Christ Jesus, entirely for 12 times.
所以他的主题也就是在耶稣基督里面的丰富丰盛。
So the theme is the fullness in Christ Jesus.
那我们刚刚看的保罗的这个祷告是在第三章。
The Paul's prayer we just read is in chapter 3.
假如你往前稍微浏览一下第三章的开始，
If you cross through the beginning of chapter 3,
你就看到第三章一再出现一个词，就是奥秘。
And then you will find that there is a term that always happens is the term mystery.
前面的十三节圣经里面一共出现了五次奥秘这个词。
In verse 1-13, the mystery happens 5 times.
那圣经第五节就这里讲到说，这个奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
In verse 5, it says, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit,to God's holy apostles and prophets.
那第六节接着说，这个奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音能够得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
In verse 6, this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
那保罗是使徒，他得着了神的启示，明白了这个奥秘。
So Paul is one of the apostles who have understand this mystery.
神也托付他把这个奥秘去传给外邦人。
And God has asked him to proclaim this mystery to the Gentiles.
所以第八节保罗后半句他说，要叫我把基督那刻不透的丰富传给外邦人。
In verse 8, the second part, he said that to preach.To the Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Christ.
他说这个丰富，神的丰富是测不透。
He mentioned here that the riches of Christ is unsearchable.
所以为什么说这是个奥秘？
So that is why this is a mystery.
那保罗呢？因此为了传这个福音，传这个福音的奥秘，他也成了被囚的。
So that Paul became a prisoner because of this mystery.
所以这一封是监狱书信。
So that is why this is why Paul wrote this letter in the prison.
那保罗被使用来传讲这个测不透的奥秘，因为他本身他经历了神啊这样的丰富的恩典。
Why God can write this unsearchable mystery is because He Himself has experienced God's grace.
只有这样的人，他是最最适合来传讲这个测不透的丰富。
And only the people like Paul with experience that is appropriate to proclaim the riches of Christ.
我们知道保罗是大有学问的人。
We know that Paul is a person of knowledge.
我们新约圣经一半以上的书信都是保罗的书信。
More than half of the episode in New Testament is from Paul.
但是保罗常常在书信里面请大家为他祷告。
But many times Paul asks people to pray for him in his episode.
好像以弗所书的第六章末了，他就请信徒们为他祷告，能够得着口才，能够讲明这个奥秘。
Like the end of Ephesians, he asks the Ephesian church.That so that he can pray for him that he can open his mouth and the words be given to him.
那他在其他的书信里面也请啊信徒们祷告，求神为他开传道的门。
In other episode, he also asks the churches to pray for him, that God can open doors for him.
那他在这里呢，是要把这个奥秘向以弗所的信徒们要讲清楚。他怎么样呢？他还是祷告。
Paul wants to make clear about his ministry to the Ephesians. What does he do? He still pray.
他知道不是他的大学问能够靠他自己的知识能够讲清楚。
He knows that not through his knowledge that he can proclaim this mystery.
需要神的灵来开启我们人的心。
That only by God's Spirit that our hearts can be opened.
所以十四章一开始我们刚刚读到的就是。保罗说因此我在父面前屈膝。
So in the beginning of verse 14 says, For this reason I knelt before the Father.
那我们的父神他是怎么样的一位父神呢？他说天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
And then he follow on describing what kind of father is this? It's from whom this whole family in heaven and on earth derives in his name.
他是全能的创造主。
He's an omnipotent creator.
那保罗求什么呢？
So what does God, Paul ask for?
我们先仔细看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
他说求他就是父神，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
In 16, I pray that out of his glorious riches,He may strengthen you with the power through His Spirit in your inner being.
所以这里他提到了你们心里面的力量。
And here it mentioning about the strengthening in the inner being.
这个心里面的力量，好像我们以前不信主的时候也常常会说里面的力量哈，这个人看起来外柔内刚。
This inner being, actually, even before we believe the Lord, we have mentioning that there's another personality within us. It's like he can be hard on the outside, but soft on the inside.
那跟这个心理的力量是不是一回事呢？
Is this the same kind of strength mentioning here?
我们知道我们信主接受了主耶稣做我们的救主之后，我们就得着了新的生命。
We know that after we accept the Lord, we have received a new life.
可是那个新的生命常常会很无力。
But that this new life sometimes become powerless.
或者用平常的话说叫有气无力。
Or in other words, it's still breathing, but it's powerless.
Yeah, 有时候就是因为肉体，因为我们还是活在肉身嘛，哈。
It's because sometimes we still live in this body.
我们会体贴肉体的软弱。
That will submit to the bodily desires.
那我们也会顺着血气来行事。
That we act according to the body.
所以那个里面的力量就很弱。
So that we have a very weak force in our inner being.
所以我们常常体会到的是保罗另外的一句话，就是说我立志行善，由得我，行出来由不得我。
So that actually what we most often experience is when Paul mentioned, For I have a desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
是不是我们一个常常的体会？因为大家对那句经文记得都很熟的。
I don't know if this is a frequent thing because you remember that very, very well.
好，那其实保罗在讲到，我们知道是在罗马书的第七章哈，讲到那个立志行善，由得我行，出来由不得我。
The verse that we cannot carry out what we desire to do good is in Romans chapter 7.
Yeah. 为什么他这样讲呢？那其实在罗马书第七章他讲的更详细，他说因为按着我里面的人，我是喜欢神的律。
It's actually describing more detail in the Roman chapter 7. It mentions, for in my inner being, I delight in God's law.
所以保罗提到他信主之后哈，他里面有一个人。
So Paul mentioning that after he believes the Lord, that there is another person, another being inside him.
他说那个里面的人呢，是喜欢神的律的。
He said that the inner being delights in God's law.
但是呢，我觉得肢体当中有另外一个律跟我交战。
But I see another law at work in the members of my body.
就是我们肉体还有一个律，跟那个里面的那个人的律呢，一直在交战。
There is another law within my body that always is fighting with the godly being.
所以我们知道，任何的交战，那结果总是一胜一负。
So we know all the conflict finally ends up to one win, one lose, one lose.
那我们人呢，常常就是被那个肢体的律来主宰。
And sometimes, many times we become a prisoner of the law that of our body.
所以我们很多很认真的基督徒就会有保罗在第七章那里的感叹，就是说我真是苦啊。
So many serious Christians that you sigh, as Paul mentioned in chapter 7 of Romans, you say, what a wretched man I am.
这是很认真的基督徒会发出的感叹。
This is a sigh come from very serious Christians.
如果不在乎就体会不到。
If you don't care, you will not feel this sorrow.
那这里以弗所书这里保罗说到我们那个心里的力量，实际上就是指到那个里面的人。
So here, when Paul saying about the inside strength, is in this inner being.
所以保罗跟神祷告，为了要我们里面的那个人，那个心里的力量能够刚强起来。
So Paul's prayer is that we can strengthen in the inner being.
怎么样刚强呢？
So how can we be strengthened?
所以他十六节上半句，他就说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀。
So in the beginning of verse 16, it says, out of his glorious riches.
所以这个力量的刚强跟神的荣耀有关系。
So this strength actually related to God's glory.
那也跟我们能够明白神的荣耀有关系。
It's related to how we can understand God's glory.
我们早上那个主日学时间，我们有看到福音书，看到彼得曾经被主耶稣带到高山，看到主的登山变相。
In the Sunday school, when we read the Gospel book, we have seen that Peter has been carried to a mountain and see the transfiguration.
所以这个使徒他亲眼见到过主的荣光。
So this apostle Peter, he has witnessed this heavenly glory.
这对他的一生都是很大的影响。
This has really influenced his whole life.
所以等到彼得老年的时候，他写彼得后书的时候，他还提到这件事情。
So when Peter wrote the second Peter's, he still remembered this event.
他在彼得后书那里说，他说他是亲眼见过他的威荣的。
In the second Peter chapter 1, it mentioned, we were eyewitness of his majesty.
他也从那极大的荣光当中听到了从天上来的父神的声音。
So out of the great glory, he has listened to the voice of the Father.
这成为彼得一生的力量。
He's become the strength in the entire life of Peter.
我们知道神也让很多先知，旧约的先知看到他荣光的异象。
We also know that God has given the prophets a vision of his glory.
好比说以赛亚书的第六章。
Like in chapter 6 of Isaiah,
描写到以赛亚曾经看见主在高高的宝座上。
It mentions that Isaiah had witnessed a God's heavenly throne.
这样的一个清楚的看见之后，主就差遣以赛亚去做他的工作。
After this vision, and God has sent Isaiah for his ministry.
或者像以西结书一打开，我们就看到以西结这个大先知也看到四活物的意象。
And also in Ezekiel, we have God has given this vision of four living things to Ezekiel.
那我们连带我们那个四福音概论，我们就知道那四个活物实际上就是指向主耶稣基督。
So these four living creatures, in Ezekiel has a point to Jesus Christ.
所以这些意象都成为这些使徒先知他们在做啊艰巨的事工当中，他们一生成为他们的力量。
So these visions have become the strength, when the apostles, especially during their difficult ministries.
那我们今天没有像使徒先知那样看到这些特别的意象。
Maybe today we haven't seen the same kind of vision as the apostles.
我们怎么样认识神的荣耀呢？
But then how do we can understand his glory?
那他那丰盛的荣耀就是借着圣经告诉我们。
That the Bible tell us about his glorious riches.
也借着他所造的天地万物向我们显明。
And also through the creation, that he revealed him himself to us.
因为保罗说神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Yeah, so Paul mentioned that for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen.
虽然我们眼不能看见，但是借着他所造之物，就可以晓得。
Although we cannot see it with our eyes, but can be understood of what has been made, for the men are without excuse.
那在诗篇当中也清楚地说，诸天都述说神的荣耀。
And in Psalms, it mentioned the heaven declares the glory of God.
所以我们借着圣经，借着神所造的天地，我们可以知道，我们可以明白神他丰盛的荣耀。
So that through the Bible and through his creation, we can understand the, his glorious riches.
我们就知道我们所信的这位神是一位全能的神。
We can know that the God that we believe in is an omnipotent God.
好，保罗接着就说是借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Paul continues to say that he may strengthen you with the power through his spirit in your inner being.
所以我们里面的力量能够刚强跟神的圣灵是直接相关。
So that our strength in our inner being is related to his spirit.
我们要知道我们人实际上是非常非常的软弱。
We need to know that how weak we are as a person.
在圣经当中啊，以赛亚书曾经神指着以色列民说，从雅各，称那个雅各以色列的列祖是从雅各，像条虫。
Isaiah has mentioned that the Jacob is just like a worm.
他说你不要害怕。
He said that you should not fear.
他说因为我是你的神。
Because I am your Lord.
那保罗自己呢，他在书信当中他也说他到哥林多教会的时候他又软弱又害怕。
Paul also mentioned in the letter to Corinthians that when he arrived at the church he had all these fears and weakness.
他又战惊。
He is also very timid.
但是他靠着神的圣灵的大能在那里传讲福音。
But because of the spiritual powers that he will be able to proclaim the gospel.
所以我们需要跟保罗一样来真的是跪在神的面前来求神的灵来充满我们。
So we should act like Paul that we kneel before the Father to pray.
你知道这个灵这个字哈，原文跟风是同一个字。
We know that the word Spirit is the same word in the original text as wind.
就是又是那个气的意思哈。
And also the meaning of air.
我们现在如果有一些 celebration, 我们都会去买那个氢气球。
During our celebration parties, many times we use balloons.
那氢气球一开始充足的时候都是顶到天花板上的。
The balloon floats when they are fresh.
可是过两天它会慢慢的落下来。
When they are stale, they fall down.
因为里面的气慢慢就漏掉了，是吧？
Because the air has leaked out.
是一回事。
This is one, it's very similar.
我们就是需要常常的要充气。
We need to be filled with the spirit.
Yeah, 常常的充气。
Filled with the air.
因为我们里面的力量是属灵的生命。
Because our the strength in our inner being is coming out of the spiritual life.
那属灵的生命只有靠神的灵才能够成事。
The spiritual life can only work through the spirit of God.
光靠我们立志不够。
It's not only through our determination.
我们特别从国内出来的弟兄姐妹，我们都很习惯在国内的时候喜欢喊口号。
That the many brothers and sisters from China, we are very used to using all these slogans.
那个是励志的一种方式。
This is one kind of way that we make determination.
那但是那个不够。
But this is not sufficient.
除了喊口号，我们需要跪下来。
In addition to the slogans, that we need to kneel down.
我相信一句话，就是灵里的力量，灵命的长进是从膝盖开始的。
I believe in the sentence that our strength in our inner being starts from our knees.
你不妨如果效法保罗，你跪一次，你就能够经历一次。
So if you follow Paul's example, you try to kneel to pray, then you will experience it.
所以我们知道圣经里面都告诉我们很多这方面的例子。
The Bible has told us many examples about it.
就好像主的大使徒保罗，哦不，彼得。
It's like the Apostle Peter.
彼得曾经软弱的三次不认主。
But Peter has been so weak so that he denied the Lord for three times.
因为他是人。
Because he's just a man.
但是在使徒行传当中，我们看到描写的彼得就不再一样了。
So then we look at Peter in the book of Acts. He's a totally different person.
因为圣灵降下。
And because the Holy Spirit has descended.
我们看到使徒们常常在一起祷告。
We see that apostles have gathered together very often to pray.
所以使徒行传说彼得就放胆传讲神的道。
So in the book of Acts, saying that Peter has the courage to proclaim the gospel.
他这个胆量从哪里来？
Where did his courage come from?
从神的灵。
It's from God's spirit.
还有我们的主耶稣。
Also look at the example of Jesus.
他来到世上，他是作为人子的。
He came to this world to become the Son of Man.
我们早上刚刚看路加福音里面记载的。
We just read in Gospel Luke.
耶稣出来传道之前，他在旷野他禁食祷告。
Before his Jesus ministry, he fast and pray in the wild, in the wilderness.
他胜过了撒旦的各样的试探之后。
After he had triumphant over the temptations from Satan.
路加福音的第四章第十四节那里记载说，他带着圣灵的能力回到加利利。
Then in chapter 4:14, it mentioned that Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit.
我们需要这个能力。
We need this power.
我们里面的力量才能够刚强起来。
And the strength in our inner being can be strengthened.
很多时候我们真的是很无奈。
Many times we have no other way.
因为知道信了主应该改变很多。
We know that we should have a lot of changes after we believe in the Lord.
因为在罗马书里就说到，我们信主之后一举一动都会有新生的样子。
Because in Romans, in mentioning that after we believe in the Lord, all our acts should reveal this new life.
可是好像不是那么容易，就真的一举一动都变了。
But this is not so easy that all our acts have been changed.
保罗也说，在基督里我们就是一个新造的人。
Paul also mentioned that in Christ Jesus that we are a new being.
一切都变成新的了。
Everything become new.
可是很多怎么跟以前还是一样呢？
Well, why does so many things still the same as before?
里面的力量。
It's because the strength in the inner being.
我们想改，可以立志。
That we would like to change, we can make our determination.
我们需要力量，需要靠神。
We need the strength, and we need to rely on God.
我们的脾气会改。
We can change in our temper.
一定会改。
We must be changed.
我们靠自己一定改不了。
If you rely on yourself, you can never change.
我们早上也很想早点起来灵修。
Maybe you like to rise up early to read the Bible.
可是那个时候再睡十分钟实在是很香。
But no, for minutes, it's really, you feel really good.
就那个时候是最香的。
That's the time that you feel the best.
那怎么办呢？
What do you do?
你隔天晚上睡觉的时候跪下来跟神求。
Before you go to bed last night, you kneel before the Lord and pray.
我们常常会失信。
That we may not be faithful.
但是神是信实的。
But God is faithful.
你求他和他的心意。你就得着。
If you ask for His will, then you will receive it.
我们都记得圣经上说，我们得不着是因为我们不求哈。
We all remember that in the Bible saying that why we don't receive it is because we don't ask.
但是我们也常常经历说，我们求啦，我们还是得不着啊。
And all the we ask, we still didn't receive it.
那是看你求的是什么。
Then it depends on what you ask for.
所以我们要明白这个真理。
That we need to understand the truth.
就是生命的事情哈，里面的力量是关乎生命的事情。
That the strength in the inner being is related to life.
跟我们的知识是不一样的。
It's different from your knowledge.
Yeah, 不一样的，就是实际上那是个奥秘。
It's different, but it is a mystery.
所以为什么第三章这里用了那么多奥秘？
And this is why in chapter 3 you use so many times this word mystery.
这个测不透的丰富就是可以给我们一个丰盛的生命。
That this unsearchable riches is that we can obtain the fullness of life.
那这个测不透的丰富保罗说是个奥秘。
Paul said that this unsearchable of fullness is a mystery.
只有他可以做。
Only he could, God can do it.
怎么样让他做？
How can it be done?
祷告。
Pray.
像保罗一样。
Just like Paul here.
屈膝在父神的面前。
He kneeled before the Lord.
这是保罗所经历的。
This is what Paul has experienced.
一定是他经历的。
This must have been Paul's experience.
所以我们一定要明白这样一个真理。
We have to understand this too.
那十七节保罗接着祷告，他说使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
In verse 17 he mentions so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith being rooted and established in love.
所以这里讲到我们的爱心，我们需要有根基。
So this mentioning that our love has been rooted and established.
那很多人说我们不信主也有也想爱啊。
Many seekers may say that even we don't believe in the Lord, we still have love.
但是你再仔细思想一下，你信主之后再回头去思想，那个爱跟信主以后那个爱是不是一样？
If you think more carefully that you will find the love is different before you believe the Lord and after you believe.
那个有根基的爱只有从耶稣基督来。
That is rooted and established love is can only come from Jesus Christ.
我认识一个到美国来求学半年以后信主的一个学生。
I know a student who has believed in the Lord after half a year coming to America.
因为他自己后来写了见证登在杂志上，所以我可以公开讲他的见证。
His witness was published in the magazine.
他是北大的很优秀的一个学生。
He's an excellent student from Peking University.
从小到大都优秀。
He would have very excellent records from the youth.
那等到他北大，他拿了双学位毕业，第一个拿到斯坦福的全奖。
After his dual degree in Peking University, he got a full scholarship from Stanford.
但他自己见证当中说，他一直以来心里面有三个问题得不到解答。
He mentioned that there are three questions in his heart that can never be solved.
你们如果想看他的见证哈，就到网上去设计三问三答，这是他见证的题目。
And you can search in the internet the article is three questions and three answers.
因为他信主以后，他三个问题都找到答案了。
Because he has these three questions have been answered after he believed in the Lord.
那其中有一个问题呢，就是他出国到斯坦福以后，他就开始跟一个女孩子谈恋爱。
And one of the questions is like his experience after arriving Stanford, he started dating a girl.
那才两三个月，两个人就分手了。
And they separated in two or three months.
那当时他这是他的一个问题。
This is one of his questions.
他说我们都是想要爱对方，为对方好的。
He said that we both would like to love each other and make good things happen to each other.
可是为什么最后都是两败俱伤呢？
But why both sides feel so much hurt?
那他在那个见证里面是有答案的。
In his testimony, he actually offered an answer.
他对那个问题的答案就是说，其实这些都是以自我为中心的。
You say that because the dating and love is all self-centered.
那另外两个问题，你们有兴趣可以去找他的见证。
The other two questions you can search for the.
因为他出来半年信了主，后来不久就做了斯坦福校园团契的团长还是区长，反正就是那个长。
only very soon after believing the Lord, he became the leader in the Christian Fellowship.
就很热心的在校园里面为神做工。
And he served the Lord on campus.
所以这个爱要有根基。
So this love has to be rooted and established.
那保罗说这个根基呢，跟基督住在我们里面有关系。
Paul said this foundation is related to how Christ lives in within us.
因为基督就是爱。
Because Jesus is love.
那更是跟我们的信有关系。
This is also because of our faith.
所以我们当中有慕道的朋友，你就知道第一步，这个爱要有根基，就是先要接受耶稣做你的救主。
So that if you like to have a rooted and established love, the first step is to believe in the Lord.
有了根基，这个建筑物有地基了，才可以在不断的在加成，在稳固。
Only when the building has a foundation that you can add more floors to it.
那我们对他的信心也是要不断的增长。
And also our faith needs to be grown in him.
你知道那个爱心跟信心都是直接相关的。
The love and faith are directly related.
因为爱心是加拉太书里面描写的圣灵的果子的第一项，对吧？
Love is the first fruit of the Spirit in Galatians.
那保罗也直接说，这个信心是生发仁爱的信心。
Paul also mentioned that the faith is the that who can come out of the faith is his love.
所以是从信心生发出来的。
It is his love is out of the faith.
呀，那有了根基，十八节保罗接着说，要能够和众圣徒一同明白。基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Continuing in verse 18, Paul mentioned, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
这里保罗用了一个词是长阔高深。
Paul has used four adjectives here, long, high, deep and wide.
他就是要我们明白神的爱是怎么讲，是立体的。
You want to understand that God's love is multidimensional.
是多彩的。
It's multicolored.
那主耶稣怎么样对门徒说呢？
How did Jesus told his disciples?
主耶稣说，我爱你们就像父爱我一样。
I love you just like my father loved me.
那父爱子的爱就是从永远到永远的爱。
The Father loved the Son is from eternity to eternity.
所以这个长度是测不完的。
So this length is unmeasurable.
在旧约先知书耶利米书，神也亲自对以色列人说，我以永远的爱爱你们。
In the book of Jeremiah, God mentioned, I love you with this love of eternity.
所以圣经告诉我们是 how long.
So the Bible tells us how long is his love.
Yeah. 那这个阔呢，就是这个范围很广。
Wide is about the content.
多广呢？
How wide is it?
我们都知道约翰福音三章十六节的经文。
We all know from John chapter 3 verse 16.
就是神爱世人。
The God loved the sinners.
每一个人。
Everyone.
每一个罪人。
Every sinner.
神爱这些人。
God loves these people.
虽然神恨恶，不能够容忍任何的罪。
although God can hate and cannot tolerate any sin.
但是神的爱涵盖了世上每一个他所造的人。
But God's love has covered the entire world, all of His creation.
那神的爱多高呢？
And how high is His love?
他原来是在高天之上。
He originally is in the high heavens.
但是他降卑。
But He descended.
他成了肉身的形象。
And take the human form.
因为他要来为我们成为替罪羊。
Because He has become the substitute for our sin.
他道成了肉身。
So the Word became flesh.
所以保罗说，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。
So that Paul mentioned.
因为神在肉身显现。我没有写。
Okay, other people. Oh, how deep is God's love? Because God, the Word has become flesh.
长阔高深，那神的爱多深？
The how deep is His love?
它跟我们人的爱不一样。
This is different from the human love.
保罗说，没有什么可以让我们与神的爱相隔绝。
Paul mentioned that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
是在罗马书的第八章。
This is in Romans chapter 8.
我们也有首诗歌就是这样唱的哈。
This is also one of the hymns.
所以如果我们真的能够明白神的爱是这样的长阔高深，
then we really can grasp how wide and high and deep is God's love.
我们在这个世上走天路，我们就很有把握，对不对？
Then we have this assurance when we travel our path in life.
不只是在顺境当中，
not only when we are in good times.
在困境当中，我们还是不怀疑神的爱。
But also in difficult times that we are not doubt His love.
这才显出我们这个信仰的宝贵。
This is reveal the preciousness of our faith.
那保罗这里特意提到说，是要和众圣徒一同来明白的。
Paul especially mentioned here that this is going to be understood.Together with the saints.
我们一个人的领受是很有限的。
That while we our personal experience is very limited.
我们的经历也很有限。
Our strength is very limited.
我们每个人的体会都不一样。
Everyone has different experiences.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，
when we get together,
我们团契就是 fellowship.
Our fellowship,
就是在主内的交通。
The fellowship in the Lord.
我们就可以常常来数算神在我们每一个人生命当中的恩典。
That we can count His blessings in our life.
就像今天我们奉献的时候唱的那首歌。
Just like the hymn we sing when we do offering.
有的人分享到他经历到神是赐各样安慰的神。
Many people can share that he experienced the love of comfort from God.
他怎么样在忧伤当中他得到神的安慰。
That when he sorrowed, that he received the comfort from God.
有人可能分享到他经历到神是一位不离不弃的爱的神。
That people can share that their experience that his love is the love of unforsaking.
他怎么样远离神，但是神还是忍耐等候把他拉回来。
That this person has made a distance between God, but then God still will call him back.
所以我们的交通，我们的团契非常的重要。
So that our communications and our fellowships are very important.
但是从另一个角度来思想，我们的团契，我们在一起的时候，我们是不是都在有灵里面的交通呢？
From another point of view is that when we have fellowship,do we have the spiritual communication?
我们是不是在查经的时候，我们都是在谈论天上的事？
When we do our Bible studies, are we talking about these heavenly things?
那查经之后呢？
How about after the Bible study?
那我们弟兄姐妹平时的见面呢？
How about during our daily encountering with brothers and sisters?
我们要珍惜我们在主里面的这个身份。
We need to cherish our status in front of the Lord.
如果每一次真的就是 fellowship,
if we only have this fellowship every time,
就是在主里面的
in the Lord.
不管是我们两三个人碰见，
not only like or just a two or three persons.
每一次都可以成为我们自己的一个鼓励和帮助。
Every time can become our encouragement.
所以我们需要和众圣徒一同来明白。
So we need to understand together with all the saints.
我们需要过肢体的生活。
We need to have the fellowship life.
一定要啊。照圣经说的不可以停止聚会
we need to act according to the Bible we should never stop our fellowship
所以十九节这里接着保罗说并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的
He's saying and know that this love that surpasses knowledge
保罗这里再一次说这个是过于人所能测度的
Paul mentioned again that it is surpassed knowledge
是测不透的
It is unsearchable
是我们可以不断的去经历的
It is something that we can always experience
那我们知道了神的爱为什么我们就能够灵里面得力量呢
Why when we understand God's love that we can be strengthened in our inner being
保罗有一个很好的经历我们可以翻看一下哥林多前书的第五章
Paul has a good experience. We can look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
就是教会的圣经在对不起是哥林多后书不是前书
2 Corinthians
后书是在教会圣经的318面
2 Corinthians chapter 5
大家应该是不是猜到了哪一节经文
You guess which verse I'm going to quote
14节
Verse 14
保罗说原来基督的爱激励我们因为我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃是替他们死而复活的主活
So Christ's love completes us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves but for him who died for them and was raised again.
所以保罗能够为主而活
So that why Paul can live for the Lord
因为基督的爱激励了他
Because God's love has encouraged him.
我们如果真的明白基督的爱我们也可以为主而活
If we truly understand Jesus' love then we can live for the Lord
曾经有一个天主教的一个主教
There's a bishop in the Catholic bishop
那是在中世纪那个时候他后来接受耶稣做了他个人的救主
and this is the evil time that he become a Christian
那他就抛弃了以前的一些错误的一些观点
He forsake his erroneous point
那被他们原来的宗派就看作是叛逆了
So he seems to be rebellious in his original denomination
那他也因此被抓坐监
So he was sent to prison for the reason
甚至后来他为主殉道
And then he was a martyr because of his reason
后来有人进到他被囚的那个黑暗的监牢里面
and the people has entered the his prison cell
看到他住的那个房间那个门上刻了一个很深的十字架
and they noticed that there is a carving of the cross on his door
在这样一个很深的十字架上他写了长阔高深四个字
and on this four sides of the cross he writes the long wide high and deep
就是这一位后来信耶稣的主教他真的体会到了耶稣为他舍命的这个爱
that he really the bishop really experienced Jesus love that sacrificed his life
所以他也有这样的一个心志他为主殉道为主舍命
so that he can determine to die for his work and for the Lord
我们如果跟他一样对主耶稣在十字架上的爱有更深的领悟
If we can like this bishop that we can understand the depth of Jesus Christ's love
我们为主而活的心智也会不一样。
Then we'll have a different attitude to follow Jesus Christ.
也可以越来越像保罗一样。
And we can be more like Paul.
所以保罗接着说，他说这爱是过于我们所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
They say that that is love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
这里保罗用了两个充满。
Paul here using two terms of the fullness.
第一个充满是个名词。
The first is fullness, is a noun.
就是人所充满的就是神的丰富，神的丰盛。
This is the fullness and abundance in God.
然后能够来充满我们的生命。
And this can fill our life.
我们属灵的生命就不再一样。
And then we have a different spiritual life.
接着二十节下面保罗就换了一个主词，他把你们变成了我们。
And then in verse 20, he changed the subject from you to we.
他说神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就这一切。
He's saying that now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine according to his power.
他说是超过我们所求所想的。
He's mentioned here is more than all we ask or imagine.
他这里是指到完完全全的是指到那个属灵的生命的丰盛。
And this is points to the fullness of the spiritual life.
是我们可以追求的。
It's something that we can seek for.
是远超过我们自己可以想象的。
It's far surpass what we can ask or imagine.
我们求神今天他的灵能够帮助我们能够更深的领悟这一些我们都很熟悉的经文。
And we ask God that we can understand better all these verses that we're familiar with.
让我们也常常来学习保罗的这个代祷。
And also we can learn from Paul's supplication.
我们可以得着那个更丰盛的生命。
And we can get this, the fullness of the life.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你借着保罗写下这样宝贵的书信。
Lord, we thank you for giving Paul to that so that he can write his precious letter.
我们谢谢你在耶稣基督里赐给我们新的生命。
We thank you for this precious life that you've given to us in Jesus.
主耶稣，你来不只是为了要我们得生命，并且是要我们得着更丰盛的生命。
Lord, that you come not only as we get life, but we get this.Fullness of life.
使我们今天重新在你面前仰望。
Lord, that we come before you in one heart.
帮助我们今天在你的话语上真的是有更深的领悟。
Help us that we can understand more deeply about your word.
知道靠我们自己不行。
That we know we cannot rely on ourselves.
但是靠神凡事都成。
But that if we can rely on God, then everything can be done.
恳求恩主用你的慈爱再一次来吸引我们。
And Lord, that you attract us with your love.
天天来吸引我们。
Attract us every day.
让我们每天都经历你更丰盛的恩典。
That we can experience your grace every day.
因为你有测不透的丰富。
Because you have this immeasurable abundance.
为我们存留。
Stay for us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
向这个标杆前行。
So that we can go towards this goal.
恳求恩主你垂听我们诚心的祷告。
The Lord Jesus, can you listen to our sincere prayers?
帮助每一个属乎你的。
Help everyone who belongs to you.
对你买赎的儿女。
That you have bought back for Christ.
我们同心仰望奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们唱一首。回应的诗歌
I sing a hymn to respond
生命圣诗的生命圣诗392首
Your hymn book number 392
Thank you.
请弟兄三节
报告的时间。
Time for welcome announcement.
有没有第一次来到我们当中的朋友
？Is there any newcomer within us?
请你站起来做一下自我介绍。
Can you stand up and introduce yourself?
好，各位弟兄姐妹平安，我是左，叫
卓毅，
我来自台湾东海大学，因为我今天在
广东
开
研讨
会，
所以
来
第一个跟
弟兄姐妹一起
敬拜。欢迎。
还有没有第一次来到我们当中的？欢迎你来到我们当中。
爽一百块。
谢谢，请坐。
谢谢。
报告事项大家就请看周报，然后下面有几项补充事项。
Please read the bulletin for announcements, but here we have several supplemental announcements.
第一件是我们教会现在有婴儿看顾的服事。
Now we have babysitting for the infants.
就有便于那些有小孩子的弟兄姐妹可以来到这里和我们一起敬拜神。
The people with young babies can worship together with us.
这项事工是由静真姐妹负责。
This is Jin.Jenny is responsible for this service.
如果有感动的弟兄姐妹，请与静真姐妹联系。
If you move, please contact Jenny.
在门口的招待桌上有一张表格，大家可以填写一下。
There's a table you can fill for this service.
第二项是就是大家进门的时候会看到招待桌上有很多Jesus 的 VCR.
That you may see the many VCR tapes on the entrance table.
蓝色的是中文版，绿色的是英文版的。
The blue are Mandarin, the green are English version.
是根据新约的圣经，新约四福音书，生动的描写了主耶稣的生平。
This Jesus film, following the gospel to describe the life of Jesus.
还有十字架的意义。
Also the meaning of the cross.
所以有兴趣的弟兄姐妹或朋友们可以随意领取。
You can just take for your use.
最后一件事就是一会儿吃饭的时候，大家会看到地下室的午餐桌上会有很多调味料和加工的食品。
Then on the lunch table downstairs, there are many of these
seasonings.
It is all before they are expired.
所以请弟兄姐妹要是有需要的话，可以在下面随意领取。
If you can use them, please take it.
就帮助我们教会不要浪费东西。
It's just to save from our waste.
OK, 我们最后让我们一起起立来唱三音颂。
Let's stand, sing for the doxology.
记单的背面写的，我们用虔诚的心，慢慢的一句一句来祷告。
Let's use the Lord's Prayer in the back of your bulletin to pray.
我们在天上的父，愿人之尊父的名为圣，愿父的国降临，愿父的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，以及圣灵的感动的引导，常与弟兄姊妹同在，从今天直到主耶稣基督再回来。阿们。请坐。
谢谢。
会后在楼下有点点的午餐。
We have lunch in the basement.
请弟兄姐妹和朋友们留步。
We all can stay.
让我们来一起分享主耶稣的爱。
That we can share together Jesus' love.
让我们一起做一个谢饭祷告。
Let's say grace for the lunch.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for your words.
我们感谢你借着万传道的口告诉我们保罗的祷告。
We thank you for through Minister Wan about the prayers of Paul.
主就求你的灵引导我们每一天。
That your spirit will guide us our daily life.
让我们无论遇到什么事。
That whatever we encounter.
都愿意来到主你的面前。
That we are willing to come before your presence.
屈下我们的膝盖，向你献上我们的祷告。
Kneel and pray before you.
主就求你的灵也充满我们。
Lord, we ask your spirit to fill us.
让我们每一天都感受到主你丰富的爱。
That we can experience your love every day.
让我们每一个人都可以明白主你为我们在十字架上的牺牲。
That we can understand the sacrifice you have made on the cross.
主，我们就把我们未来的一周都交托在主你的手里。
And Lord, we dedicate our next week to your hands.
求主你引导我们每一个人的生活和学习。
That you will guide our everyday life and our learning.
主，我们在这里也为你每天给我们丰富的供应向你献上感谢。
And Lord, we also thank you for your abundant providence.
主，就求你能够洁净我们桌上的饮食。
And Lord, you clean the food.
赐给我们每一个人健康。
Keep us health.
也求主能够洁净我们的心思意念。
And also clean our mind.
以上的感恩祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Our prayers is according to the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请大家默祷散会。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.